Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in a packed studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. With me, I have Ben Huey, who is here as a volunteer coach, Dylan Winter, a fourth grade runner from Kitgushihin, Claire Weber, the boys run Itu Klatsin coordinator at SAFE, and finally, Caleb Gray, a third grader at Kitgushihin, who will be running for boys run Itu Klatsin. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to be here.
I want to start with you, Claire, and let listeners know, learn a little bit about Boys Run Itu Klatsin. Lots of listeners know about it, but there might be some folks who need a refresher. So what is this program?
Yeah, Boys Run Itu Klatsin, which is coordinated by the Pathways Coalition here in Sitka, is an after-school program that promotes healthy relationships and lifestyle skills in boys through running and cultural activities. This season, we had 25 third through fifth graders participate at Kitgushihin. We had two teams, and they each had 20 practices together focused on different lessons like teamwork, inner strength, and healthy ways to process and express emotions. The boys have worked really hard this season towards our big goal of completing a 5K together, and this season is especially exciting because it's the 10th season of Boys Run here in Sitka.
Very cool. Should we talk about the 10th? This is many 10s that are going to be happening for this event. The event happens on May 10th. It's the 10th anniversary. And Dylan, what else happens on May 10th?
My birthday.
Yeah. How old will you turn?
10.
I mean, perfect. Yeah. Amazing. big event. You get to have kind of a little private celebration at the same time, Dylan, that everyone's celebrating this run. I want to talk a little bit about what you told us this program entails, Claire, which is running components and cultural components. And maybe I'll ask Ben and Dylan and Caleb to pipe in about this. I'm curious about what is the running, let's start with the running. What does the running component look like? Like, what kind of activities do you do each week to... So I'll turn to you, Caleb. What kind of things do you do each week that you enjoyed and ones that you didn't love? Did you run laps? Was that one of your...
Yeah.
Okay. And how did that work? You would run... Where did you run laps?
We run laps in the gym or outside.
Okay. Depending on the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. And any prizes involved when you run laps?
No.
Nope. Okay. What other kinds of activities did you do?
We do holding each other up and respecting other people.
And then maybe I'll turn to Dylan for some of the activities that you recall.
I remember we made masks for emotions.
What did that look like? You would draw on something that you would then put on your face?
Yeah, we would draw emotion on their mask and then we would wear them.
Okay, yeah. So you're learning about emotions in addition to running laps and learning about holding each other up. There was a neat project that we talked about on the air before we came on the air, the human knot. What did that one sounded pretty cool.
We hold each other's hands with a different person. So you left hand to left hand, right hand to right hand with different people. So we don't have separate knots.
And you have to try to get out of this human knot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like communication and teamwork. Ben, what can you fill us in on some of the things that you've enjoyed as a coach?
Yeah, the program is a really holistic look at health, from physical health. We do training every day. We're working on push-ups and sit-ups and running exercises, but we're also thinking about emotional health and expression, which I think is so important and the really key vital part of this program is allowing boys to fight back against the boxes that are put on them as young people growing up. I certainly experienced that. It's hard to know how to express yourself. It's hard to know how to name emotion, but those skills are so important for life in general. And so it's been a fun to be a part of and learn along learn alongside the kids about ways in which the man box limits us all.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love this concept of the emotion mask that you talked about, Dylan, because we all experience all the emotions, but sometimes you're told you shouldn't experience them. So, but instead, it sounds like you got to draw a mask for every different kind of emotion and actually wear them, which is really cool. Claire, I want to draw you back into this conversation about the cultural components. Tell us a little bit about that piece. What's the basis of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Boys Run E2 Clout Scene was developed in Southeast Alaska for Southeast Alaska. So it's really grounded in the Tlingit language and the Southeast Alaska traditional tribal values. So like Caleb mentioned, we talk about, you know, some of those values like hold each other up, speak with care, patience, things like that. And then we also do different Tlingit words of the week. There are words woven throughout our curriculum. We have permission from cultural educators to tell different stories in the program. We read a story about Raven early on in the season, and then we ran laps where we pretended to skip like Raven. So it's been really fun to incorporate those aspects into the season and to see the boys really embrace learning about different aspects.
And one thing that you mentioned right before we came on the air is that talk a little bit about goals for this big event where you run a 5K. I know, Dylan, you've done this a few times already, but Caleb, this is going to be your first time running the 5K, which is pretty exciting. And you talk about ways to kind of frame what this would be like to go and run a 5K. And so I'm curious, Caleb, what are your goals for your particular 5K run coming up, your first ever?
I want to not get so tired that I have to walk.
I love it. So the goal is to run the whole thing. That's such a great goal. I feel like so many runners have that goal, especially when they're first starting. Yeah. And then, Dylan, what is your goal? So let's back up a little bit. This is going to be your third run?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've done this program for a few years. So what's your goal the third time coming?
My goal is to pace myself where I don't walk most of it like last year.
Okay, great. I like that your goal is kind of based on what happened last year. So you're making a changing goal this year. That's very cool.
Thank you.
And so when is it? We know this is on May 10th. Tell us a little bit more about the event, Claire. I think you're still looking for volunteers, so people can still get involved. They could also run.
Yes, the 5K, the 10th 5K is this Saturday, May 10th, with registration starting at 9:30 at Centennial Hall, and then the event will start at 10 a.m. We'll have a couple short like celebrations to mark that 10th year anniversary, and then the fun run will start. It will go through Totem Park, down the Seawalk through Totem Park, and then it will end again at Centennial Hall. It's a free event. Anyone in the community is welcome to come run alongside the kids. But yeah, we're also looking for volunteers. If you're interested in cheerleading or helping with our water station or helping with food or anything like that, please reach out to me at schools@safv.org, or you can give me a call at 747-3493. We'd really love the community's support in celebrating these kids' accomplishments because they've all worked really hard this season as well. The 5K is sports birthday party themed. Since, you know, it's both the 10th birthday of Boys Run and Dylan's 10th birthday, we're going to have a birthday cake. We're going to have some decorations. It'll be a super fun day.
Yeah, it sounds great. I realized I didn't ask one other runner what their goals are, and we've got a moment before we need to switch off. So I want to ask Ben, you're going to be running, correct? As a coach,
yeah,
will you run?
I think I'll be running alongside a boy. We, as coaches, are running buddies. So we help kids pace and just have a conversational partner for the duration of the race. So I don't necessarily have a PR goal because I know I can't beat my high school self also.
Actually, Claire, are you going to be running as well?
Yes,
okay.
I will. And lovely. I'm super excited to get to run with the kiddo. And, you know, it's really exciting. For a lot of them, it's, you know, first or second or third 5K ever. So I love running and I love getting to do it alongside kids who I've gotten to work with all season who are really excited about this day.
Amazing. Okay. Well, this has been a lovely conversation this morning. Thank you, Ben and Dylan and Claire and Caleb, for being here this morning.